What's up, Stream Queens? Just wanted to put a little disclaimer before this episode because we had a little bit of an audio issue. So around the half hour mark, for about 13 minutes, there's a little bit of clicking in my audio. It goes back to normal after that, and it's a bit distracting, but once you get past that, it's smooth sailing, baby. So just weather the storm and enjoy the episode.
Hello there, everyone. My name is Wes, and I'm joined by Adrian and Matt for another Healthy Stream episode. As a fair warning, we will spoil this week's movie in our review, so if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out and come back to this later. Let's get streaming! What's going on, fellas?
Yo, yo!
What up?
Happy to be here. Happy to be doing this podcast with you guys, and happy to have sports back on TV. Baseball opening night tonight. You guys catch any of that?
I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. Not too interested.
I watched just enough to realize I don't like baseball.
All right. So Palm Springs this week, guys. We watched Palm Springs.
Sure did.
Yeah.
You guys ever been to Palm Springs?
I have not. But every single girl I know has been there for a bachelorette party or a spa day or something like that. And I don't understand the allure of it. It seems to have everything that we have here. It's just in a much hotter setting in a desert, I guess. I don't know.
My wife actually had her bachelorette party there. And I think that was the exact reason, is that you get the resort, but it's hot. Therefore, it's cheaper. So. No one else wants to go there, so hotels are cheap. I went there in August with work one time for some event we were doing out there, and we got pretty nice big hotel rooms with a nice like resort pool type hotel, and it was not expensive at all for the 3 or 4 days we were out there. So that's the allure.
Yeah, it's also worth noting we all live within driving distance of Palm Springs, within at least a couple hours.
I still don't go. Yeah. No. Well, when I was like 13, I had Palm Springs. You know what I mean? Just like constantly palms on my spring.
For those of you at home, my palm. That was a masturbation joke. Matt was forcefully springing his hand back and forth.
His palm specifically.
Hey-o.
So this week's movie definitely dealt with that whole time loop, Groundhog Day type situation. It made me think, if you could pick the day that you wanted, you could pick, you know, obviously in their situation, they didn't get to choose. It just happened to them randomly. But do you have a day, like do you have one that you think you could pick that you would, I don't know if you'd be happy doing any day over and over and over, but is there one that sticks out?
None of them, man.
That you would do? No?
I can't think of a single day I would like to. If I had to pick a day, tomorrow. I'm gonna make something happen. I gotta make something happen.
I mean, you're gonna have to report back next week how that day went and if you made a good choice or not.
At least I have it in the hindsight. I can go do some crazy stuff and hopefully enjoy it.
Well, it's actually not a bad idea if you get to pick within the rules, because if you think about it, you could like just be like, all right, tonight I'm gonna drive myself out to like the middle of wherever I wanna be. You can like set yourself up, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, knowing that you're going to be able to do this over and over, like you're stuck. Cause I was thinking about that too. I was like, you know, the first thing I would do if I was in one of those is like try to see how far I could get, you know? And if you're stuck all the way over here on the West Coast, like it's going to be tough to get to the East Coast if you ever, you know what I mean? Like it's going to be tough to travel around. You'd want to be like, maybe centralized or like put yourself in a place where
I don't think you do.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe not, no offense to anyone,
but I don't think that you do.
Yeah.
You're probably maybe not okay middle. Around the area you're in.
I guess like just kind of like, or yeah, if you knew like you could put yourself in Hawaii or somewhere you want to be, you know, I don't know. You could strategize it a little bit. What about you, Adrian? Do you have a day you would on top of your head you would suggest?
Yeah, I think off the top of my head, there was a day about 2.5 months ago. It was a Wednesday. I went to Vaughn's and I got a free bagel. They like they didn't scan it right or something. I ended up getting it for free, and that was a pretty badass day for me.
So you just get the extra, you'd get the free bagel over and
it
over
was,
and
it
over.
It was free.
Yeah, well, I mean, you realize you could steal potentially as many bagels as you want and not have to really deal with any consequences. I mean, immediately.
Have you ever tasted a free bagel?
I guess something that other people have bought for me, not directly.
This is, you earned it somehow. I mean, technically the cashier fucked up, but it tastes so much sweeter.
You taste it
when it's free. Yeah, it's like I got away with it. It's that rush that you get, you know, like murdering a man or whatever that feels like. I don't know.
Just something to relive over and over, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that feeling. I could live off that for probably 6 or 7 years before
what kind of bagel
I
got tired of it.
It was a jalapeno cheddar bagel.
Ooh. I mean, as far as bagels go, that's the best one.
It is. It really is. I mean, as the days go, the rest of that day wasn't really very good thinking back on it now. Like, I think I got into a pretty bad fight with my wife and I sprained my ankle pretty severely that day. But the bagel was pretty good. I stand by my decision.
Well, I guess you could avoid spraining your ankle. You could fix that. And you wouldn't have to get in a fight with your wife.
That's, well.
No, it's happening every time because she is wrong. I will not concede my point. I don't care how many times I live that day.
So I was thinking about it and I was like, so if I could pick the day, and I feel like the worst person on earth for thinking about this, but would I pick a day where I have the kids or before the kids? Because it's not like they're not going to exist in some other time loop, right? Like, you know, if I pick back when I lived in PB and every day was just cruising around on my bike, like I could pick a week I was on vacation, no worries. I mean, those were some pretty good days.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love my kids. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like Sophie's Choice.
Well, in a way, but I mean,
a quite literal Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, I'm just saying kids are a lot of work. Like if you just had to do it over and over again, but then again, you want to see your kids. So
yeah,
I mean, I would definitely pick a day.
What's to stop you from picking like a day when you were 6 years old and you like didn't know about all the horrible things in the world yet? That might be pretty good.
That actually is not a bad point. Would you be as smart as you are now, though? Like have all the memories of what is
happening? No, that would be terrible. You would not be happy being that smart. You have to be like as a kid level. Yeah. You want to not know about all the horrible shit. You want to be able to play video games, ride your bike, and you're content with that.
Well, don't you think you would like enjoy like a weekend in high school so much more now? If you could go back to like a high school, like a weekend you had in high school, but you had this intelligence, like know what you know about the real world, but you just live like a Saturday, like, or a summer of like high school again.
I see where you're going with this. You're just looking for a way to sleep with teenage girls. I don't approve of that at all. I do not approve of that.
I was not getting Epstein on you. I was thinking of like the freedom of like no job, no work. You live under your family's roof. Like you're nothing's really expected of you. But you know, you could bang an 18-year-old here or there. So, you know, depending on your age, however.
I don't know. I was super poor in high school. I'm like way better off now. I don't think I'd want to do that.
Yeah, it's give and take. You know, you could probably steal some money. You're going to just relive it over again. So
free bagels. Yeah. Didn't you hear him, dude?
Maybe if I got bagels for free.
Stuff to be.
I'm going to reevaluate this. I'll revisit this thought.
Interesting. Interesting thought. What about extra credits? Did you guys happen to watch anything else this week that stood out?
Yes, but I feel like you should go first.
I will. I didn't get around to very many. I added some stuff to the watch list that I want to watch, but there's a lot of stuff that I did. We just got real busy. I did start Apple TV, as I should mention, is running a free promo. At least they offered it to me. It was a 1 year free. So I went ahead and signed up and wanted to check out what that had to offer. And they've got a show on there called The Morning Show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. And it's basically about, it's really good. It's about kind of the whole Me Too movement, and Steve Carell ends up getting fired from it. So they kind of look at it from both points of view. And it's about like an early morning talk show, kind of like Good Morning America, but kind of the repercussions of, you know, some of this
cancel culture.
Yeah. Yeah. In a way. And Steve Carell, he gets wrapped up in it. And so you kind of see stuff from his point of view and Jennifer Aniston's point of view. She's the thing. So I don't want to give away too much, but actually I really like the show. I haven't finished it yet, but I did binge it a little bit. We got like four or five episodes deep, and I plan on finishing that one. I enjoyed it. I give it a recommendation. I would definitely check it out. Other than that, I didn't really watch a whole lot of movies or anything else that I didn't get to watch what I set out to, but that was a nice little find. What about you, Adrian?
I managed to get a few things in, but I wanted to bring up Defending Jacob again. Watch that now that you have Apple TV. You and your wife will love it. And if you don't, you'll get your money back, guaranteed.
That's Wait, a hell of a guarantee. Yeah. who's enforcing this guarantee?
Well, it was free. That was the joke, assholes. I watched a few movies here. First one is titled Vivarium, a 2019 film. You can find it on Prime Video, starring Imogene Poots and Jesse Eisenberg. You may recognize this duo from The Art of Self-Defense, where they also starred in that.
What were they?
Jesse Eisenberg, you remember him from?
Right. Okay.
And she was the only girl in the karate studio.
Gotcha.
This is like a little reunion for them. It's a really weird movie, man. Basically, this young couple is looking for a place to live. They go to this like manufactured home showroom where they just have like the little plastic models. And the guy's acting super weird. And he's like, do you want to go out and see it in this new community? So they drive out and they follow him. And it's this house community where all the houses look exactly the same. They're green and they get lost in this maze. And they are basically stuck there. They can't get out no matter what they try to do. They're stuck there and a bunch of weird shit happens. I don't want to give too much away because I feel like it's worth watching.
Okay.
I gave it 3.5 stars. It was a very interesting, weird movie. Definitely check that one out. And I looked at the director. His name is Lorcan Finnegan. And he did two other movies. And they're basically similar plots. He's into this weird people being trapped places and not being able to leave vibe.
Weird.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. And the next one is the 2020 film Becky. I had a free Redbox rental, so I got a Blu-ray of it. This one's starring Lulu Wilson, Kevin James, and Joel McHale.
Becky?
Becky.
Was that a straight to Blu-ray? I don't remember.
I think everything is nowadays, but
probably. Yeah, I guess if it came out recently.
Yeah, this one, I expected this to be a complete pile of garbage just based on Kevin James being a main character in it, you know, from his previous work. But this is about a Paul Blart guy. Yeah, I expected Mall Cop 3, but it wasn't that. It was actually pretty good. And Kevin James is bald with a beard, and he has a giant swastika tattooed on the back of his head. So,
oh, finally.
Yeah. I've been waiting for it.
Make it easy for us. If you got a racist character, make it blatant. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's about like a teenager's weekend at a lake house with her father turns for the worse when a group of convicts wreak havoc on their lives. So Kevin James is this white supremacist convict who escapes, and he has something hidden in their lake house for some reason. I guess they only use it so many times a year, and he goes there looking for it. And this movie is brutal, man. There are some violent, violent death scenes in it.
Wow. With Joel McHale and...
Yeah.
Who was the actress?
Kevin James, Lulu Wilson. She's a young lady. She plays the daughter.
So is it funny as well? Like, does it have comedy?
No, not a comedy. This is like an action adventure thriller.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd suggest checking it out.
Have you ever seen Kevin James in a role like that? I don't think.
No, I was expecting something really goofy and weird or something done pretty bad. But he played the character really well. It's like you're looking at him. You're like, this is a fucking mall cop. No, it doesn't feel like it in this movie. Right. You have to keep like reminding yourself it is. But yeah, no, it's a really good movie.
Interesting
too. The two of them, because Joel McHale has always been kind of a comedic actor. I mean, I don't know too many roles that he's done.
What's the word I'm looking for, motherfuckers? It's
dramatic. Dramatic?
No, it's like a divergent Dick? From what they normally... What's the word? Derivative?
No. Derivative.
No,
damaging. Doorknob.
It's something different than they normally do. It's not something you would expect from them. thesaurus.com, please send us an email and tell me what that word was.
Yeah, they're like punching their steering wheel right now. Like,
hey! Fucking airbags going off.
Yeah.
This podcast plan. Okay. So, and I started watching the series. Hannah, have you guys seen this? It's on Prime Video.
No.
Nope.
Haven't heard of it.
You really? They advertise it pretty heavily, so I'm surprised at that. But this is the second season of it, and it's kind of like along the lines of like Naked Weapon or Red Sparrow. It's about these young girls that are taken as like babies and genetically modified, and they're trained to be assassins. They're raised to be assassins. And I don't want to give too much of it away because it's a really good story, but I'm about halfway through the second season.
Cool.
Right on.
And that's all I got. Send it over to Matt.
I did. I actually watched a movie. It was actually on, I think it was on Cinemax when I watched it. It was
Skinemax.
A Midnight Run.
Oh, I was thinking of the Bear Winch Project. It's about
late night diarrhea.
It's about what? Diarrhea?
Late night diarrhea. Midnight Run.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that happen.
I was in that movie. I had a starring role.
Starring hole.
Yeah.
It's a movie with Robert De Niro from 1988. Mm-hmm. And basically he's a bounty hunter and he's going after this guy that stole this mob's money. And so the mob's coming after this guy they call the Duke. They're trying to get this guy while Robert De Niro's trying to get him like basically across country back to wherever he's going to turn him in at to get his money. And they have like another bounty hunter chasing them. It's pretty good, man. I really enjoyed it. So a bunch of like scenes where they're all getting, there's some comedy in it, a bunch of like fight scenes that are just over the top. But yeah, I thought it was really good. It acted well too. It was fun.
You know, I really liked it. I actually have that movie recorded on my DVR right now.
Do you?
Yeah, because my mother-in-law was over and she thought it was a different movie. I think it was called Midnight Express. And she goes, oh, you got to see this movie. You'll really like it. And she recorded it. It was one of the ones that I was supposed to watch this week and I didn't get a chance to watch it. And then she goes, she texted me the other day, went, hey, remember when I recorded Midnight Run? It was actually, it's called Midnight Express was the one I was.
She was thinking of the diarrhea one.
Yeah. And I go, well, this one's got De Niro in it, so I might as well watch it anyway. And I haven't yet, but that's funny.
That's a great movie. Yeah. I really liked it.
Right on. Well, I'm going to check it out for sure then.
Yeah. And then also, I think what I'm going to do here is, because I'm a big fan of documentaries, I'm going to start throwing a couple of these, or maybe once a month or so, I'm going to seek out another one or a few that I've watched over the time. And we'll kind of throw them out there and talk about them. And have you guys seen Fear City? That's on Netflix now. It just got released. It's a three episode documentary about the mob in New York. And it looks fucking awesome.
It does look great. I'm a big time organized crime. I love all that shit, the gangster movies and documentaries. And I can't wait to check that one out. Yeah, it was done by the same people who did Don't Fuck with Cats, which was a hit on
Never
Netflix.
Saw that one.
It was really good. It's hard to watch at times, but yeah, really good.
That's what I heard. I just haven't gotten around to watching it. This one's a three episodes, and it's definitely going to, I'm totally going to binge it all in one sit down.
I think that's how Don't Fuck with Cats was too. I think it was three or four episodes. Really interesting stuff. If it's done half as well as that one is, just based on the content alone, I'm going to love it. So right on. Looking forward to the new segment there, Matt.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Well, all right. I guess that's pretty much all the preliminary stuff. Let's get in talking about our movie this week. This was suggested by Matt and myself.
So you guys got to defend your decisions. First time ever. You guys got to tag team this bitch.
Hell yeah. You finished my sentence. We picked it because.
Well, I picked it because.
I was going to say.
Abandon it immediately. Yeah, I love it.
I don't know why you picked it, but I know. I thought it looked. I saw the preview. I think it's a brand new release, right? It went straight to Hulu, mm-hmm. I think, like.
Straight to Hulu recently. And the drive-in.
Oh.
I saw it on the billboard of the drive-in. That's what I was like, what is that? Because I hadn't even heard of it. So
I wonder how the drive-in, they, like, they're just playing.
They have a Hulu subscription.
Yeah. They just stream. We're going to do this and then Bumblebee right after it. Whatever we have lined up. Yeah, I just saw the preview. I thought it looked interesting. I'm an Andy Samberg fan. I like most of his movies. I think he's pretty funny. I mean, I could tell it was some sort of time loop type movie from the preview. So I thought, oh, this looks interesting. That's pretty much it. I just thought it looked like a good movie from the preview. And I think it was. Matt, what about you? What drew you to this movie?
You know, I didn't know a lot about it until I drove by. I saw the billboard and I was wondering what it was.
Oh, that's right.
And then so I went when I ended up looking it up. I was like, oh, this looks great. And I like Andy Samberg as well. And then, you know, total Groundhog Day kind of thing. Just looked like it was going to be easy to make funny, easy to make, like have some good parts in it. Yeah, and it totally lived up to it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's not like, at least maybe I'm totally missing some here, but the time loop movie, like anytime you think of something like that, I always think of Groundhog Day. I can't really think of too many other movies that do that, that use that device.
There are a couple, but I couldn't even think of the name of them right now, but I've seen it done
right
throughout the history since Groundhog Day. But yeah, it's always the one that pops into the front of your mind.
It's Groundhog time Day, loop. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I definitely think this movie did a good job of not using that as like, that's all it was. Like, yeah, I mean, they didn't rely so heavily on it. I mean, obviously that's a main part of the movie, but there's so much more going on about, you know, kind of what's wrong with these characters' lives and what they're, and how they're not only like fixing it and becoming better people, but so like in the end, when Andy Samberg's character, Niles, right, she figures out a way, hey, I think we can get out of this thing. And he's like reluctant to go, you know, like saying like, oh, I don't know. Maybe shouldn't we hang out here a couple more days? Like I kind of felt like it. I mean, I definitely suited his character, I think, perfectly, but it was also kind of like, you go like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to give it up either. Like you would get bored of doing all that, but the guy, you know, you've become so comfortable just knowing what's going to happen. And he just sits around and drinks. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah,
I don't know. I thought it was kind of
I think you would definitely want to stay if you knew that you could then get out. Like you could stay for a little while, right? If you know the door's there, now you can leave at any time. Like you might go, okay, you know what? Let's actually spend in here a little bit longer. But who knows? Yeah. I mean, he's obviously been in there for a long time, done everything.
Yeah, yeah. So. They don't actually say, right? Like they don't
say how long, but it's obviously for a long time because he's done all sorts of stuff. So.
Yeah, and that's something I want to add to that is this movie doesn't start at the beginning of the time loop. You're thrown in at some point and you don't know whether it's towards the beginning. Well, you know it's towards the end at the end of it, but you don't know much about him before the time loop started. Everyone else, these characters before, like the two other people that weren't in the time loop yet, you know their backstory. With Andy Samberg's character, Niles, he doesn't even talk about it. He just says, I can't remember. So you really don't know what kind of guy he is before this. You just kind of see what this time loop has turned him into.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice to start it that way, because then it kind of sets him up as this character that's just sort of like, he's just like, oh, I'm just drifting through this time loop. Like you don't need to, you know, almost if you had his backstory and how he got there, it's, you know, you're more like looking like, how does he get out of it? Oh, he had all this beforehand, but when we're introduced to him, he's just like floating. He's just, you know, basically that guy floating in the pool and made peace with it. And just like, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Your mind does what it has to do to cope with that situation. And that's the point you're coming in on the story.
And especially with him, I mean, you know, the type of guy it seemed like he was, where he just was codependent a little bit, but just more just like, I mean, he was like, hey, I'm just going to float in the pool and I can drink as many beers as I want, because there's no hangovers and there's no, I mean, he just really taking full advantage. And yeah,
he leans in for sure.
Just the pure apathy. Yeah.
I did like that. He kind of had the moral, I don't know, obligation, or he had some sort of like, he wasn't
he had a code.
Like not hurting anybody. Cause he said pain was real and
good. He said, cause he would have to live with it. So it's not so much about the people you have to live with, knowing you did that to those people, even though they don't.
Yeah, I liked that, because I thought, you know, obviously when they were shooting guns at one point in the movie, and you think like, oh man, they could just like go to that wedding and just kill everybody if they wanted to. And I mean, I think most people wouldn't do that, but I don't know.
Run out of things to do.
Yeah. Well, depending on the person, you know, if you didn't have that moral code, what would stop you? Because you say tomorrow it's just all resets. So on one hand, it's not real life. So it's like,
your memories stay with you. That probably does not feel good.
probably not. Yeah. And you kind of also have to like, yeah, keep yourself, you know, you don't want to, you got to be true to yourself, or you don't want to turn into this total lunatic. It's almost like, if you're playing Grand Theft Auto, you know, or like if, you know what I mean? Like you can run over everybody on the street and blow stuff. Yeah. Just start back at level one again or whatever. But it's like, I think it gave the character more like life. It made it seem more real that he wouldn't do something like that, because, you know, it's like, hey, I'm a real person. I don't want to just like murder people, you know?
Yeah. You're just a sick people. Fuck. So
no, I'm not saying I would either. I'm not saying I would, either, but I definitely had the thought cross my mind, like, depending on who the person was.
Hey, all those people, you could just murder them. Doesn't he know that?
I guess more just the fact that there's no consequences, you know, is what I was like. Mm-hmm. That's what clicked in my head. I was like, oh shit, there's no consequences. And they have access to guns. Like, ooh, that could be bad. But
yeah, I feel like he's constantly trying to balance like his moral compass versus you're living forever and you get bored, and that boredom leads to what can I do? And mm-hmm. you may not, maybe the third day, you're not going to think about going and grabbing a gun and shooting people, but maybe on day 6,000, you've run out of stuff to do and you're like, how do I spice this up? You know, there's no consequences.
Apparently you get tagged in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think that was funny.
But also, is there's the possibility that each one of these days he lives is an alternate reality that stays, you know?
Well, I thought about that too. So anytime with time travel or time movies, there's always these kind of things that you don't really have all the answers to. Like, well, would there be a second one of you if you kept moving on, or if you could go back? But with that, I did have that thought, Adrian, of like, if these are all timelines, how many of those... So like maybe he restarts, but everybody else keeps carrying their life forward in that timeline.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch the scene at the end of the credits?
I watched one of the scenes at the end of the credits where the...
Yeah.
Maybe I shut it off too early, though? At the very end of the credits, or was it...
Well, it's the first scene past the credits are going.
They're in the pool, right? They're in the pool together?
No, that's the end scene.
That's not the very end? Oh, okay.
There's a scene past it where Roy comes back to the wedding Andy Samberg is, and he's like, hey, I got your message. Is this true? But Andy Samberg's still there and he has no idea who he is. So there must be a reality now that he's moved on where that person still exists.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I took from that. So that the multiverse theory seems to be correct in this movie, where
which means that all those things where they fucking screwed around and did that, like, so they took over an airplane and crashed. Like,
that just carries on from that point.
Yeah, for everybody else. So like the people will be like, dude, you know, my sister at my wedding decided to steal an airplane and crash it into a, like, you know, like there's probably so many crazy things.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
these timelines that are just so screwed up. And like, why did that happen? You know, it definitely crossed my mind when they were doing that stuff. Like, I guess that must keep carrying on for everyone else. So everyone else in that timeline, I mean. Pretty funny. I love time movies like that, because I like sitting there thinking about all that type of stuff.
Yeah, the physics behind it.
The physics.
The quantum physics.
Yep. Yeah, I think as far as like, and the two of them with Sarah, she was definitely more like, I got to get out of this. And maybe Niles was like that at first too, when he first got in there. But she definitely had more of the like, I'm going to figure out how to get out of this thing. And which was, I thought was a good contrast to like his character.
Yeah, they're at different phases in their life, pretty much. She's the newbie. She's where he was probably when he first started. And he's the old guy, basically. Like, no, I tried all that. It's not worth it. You just need to get to where I am quicker is what he wants, basically.
What did you guys think about the setting? I mean, being in Palm Springs.
Perfect for the movie. To be able to continue the wedding going on like that with everything out there. Yeah, it was perfect setting for what they were trying to do, I thought.
I think that also it's almost intentional, because like we talked about at the beginning of the show, maybe a little bit, that Palm Springs is just kind of this, like you said, Adrian, just like this desert kind of nowhere resort type of town, where I think a lot of people that are out there for like parties, or just out there for kind of
weddings,
time wasting. Yeah. Weddings, but just these kind of relaxing, time wasting type vacations, you know, like a resort would have. So I think it kind of fits really well, like, story-wise, in that setting, and you know, kind of the resort, floating in the pool, drinking a beer. Like, it's Palm Springs itself fits. I mean, obviously in the title, but you know, just because of the nature of the town and kind of the resort lifestyle, and you know, a lot of people I think retire there too, and it's just kind of
a loungy kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think it fits his character and just the whole. It adds to the whole, I guess, character of the movie.
Yeah, it feels authentic.
It's a good setting. Yeah, definitely. It plays its part, you know, really well. Mm-hmm. So at one point they see dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a mushroom hallucination or?
He said something about it, but I read that they intentionally left that scene ambiguous to kind of just throw out there.
Okay.
They didn't want to give too much away on it. It was kind of just like a weird, trippy scene.
Yeah, I started when that happened. I thought, okay, well, this is going to kind of explain this time loop portal or whatever they had opened, maybe, or that'll have something to do with a solution. But it kind of just went away, and I went, well, they were on mushrooms, so maybe.
Yeah, it was just an open ended thing. Kind of, you make your own decision okay. on what you think that was.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really explain why that thing would just open up in that cave, really, right? It's just some
no,
sort
it doesn't. It just, unnatural. I mean, there's no phenomena. Reason for them to get into it. They're just trying to get the movie going, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think, I think it's better off that way than you try to put some weird explanation and of like how things are happening. Just let it be, let the movie start and have fun with it. And then it was, to me, it was really good. It had like a lot of heart. It reminded me a lot of like Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
The same kind of vibe of that movie. Like it's funny, but it's also got like this like heart to it. So I thought it was really cool.
Also, this is the most serious role I've seen Andy Samberg in. Of course, he's funny in it, but he's usually in every other movie, like Hot Rod, Pop Star, and all that. He's playing this like over-the-top ridiculous character. And this one, he still has that silliness at times, but he's comes more across relatable. As like a real person
yeah.
mm-hmm. more than he does in other movies he's been in. I thought that was interesting.
I agree. As far as acting, I thought everybody was really did really good in it. Thought it was a well-acted movie overall. Samberg especially, but all the actors seemed to play the roles really well. And maybe that's, you know, a lot of because, you know, they were asked to be 20-somethings at a wedding, which I'm sure everybody's, you know, it's not much of a reach for people that age. But
what's the name of the actor that played Roy?
Oh,
that is J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. Yeah. Yeah, he was good. I thought it was funny every time he would come over there every once in a while, hunt him down just to get some pleasure out of it.
Just because he was pissed
Drive
off.
Drive all that way and try to kill him.
From Irvine.
Yeah.
Shout out to my current residence.
Wow, you're going to get doxxed. Yeah, just kidding. No one listens to this.
Yeah, they're definitely lucky it all happened on a Saturday. Like a weekend. Can you imagine if it happened on a work day? I mean, I guess you'd stop going to work, but.
Or if you were driving out in the middle of the desert, like on the way there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Stopped at some like shithole motel.
If you're like 6 hours out from anything, like remotely, that you go. So every day you had to drive 6 hours to get to some place where you could.
You just sleep in your car, like on the side of the road and like central of nowhere. And you're just like,
you're stuck.
This fucking sucks. 8 hours back, you can get to like. The one restaurant and 8 hours forward. Yeah.
Yeah. You get there just enough time to eat something and fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, that's torture.
That is torture. All of it would be torture.
This movie felt like a theatrical release to me, as to your point where you saw it on the drive in Marquee. It just really felt like a movie you'd go to the theaters to see.
Mm-hmm. I bet it probably was slated to be, but with what's going on, I think we're going to see more and more of those, which is good for us streamers and subscribers, because I think we're going to get lots of these. They're going to Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime that probably had some sort of theater release scheduled until the pandemic.
Yeah. And I liked a lot of the pranks they pulled too, like when they started getting really bored and the bomb and the cake, and then shooting it off with a crossbow. Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
Fun.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I like the dance scene in the bar where they like snuck in, or they came running into the bar and they were dressed in kind of like that 80s gear. And then at the very end of the dance, she's like twirling them around while they're flipping everybody off. Like, I thought that was hilarious. That was a good laugh out loud moment.
Yeah, and it was good stuff.
some of the deaths that they put themselves through are kind of funny. I like the crashing of the plane. I thought was pretty funny. They just like, they're, oh my God, this is so cool. And then it's just like straight nose dives right into.
Yeah. At the end too, when he's talking to Roy, he's like, can you just one last time so I can skip traffic. It's like, all right, coming to the side, he already puts him in the garbage can and shoots him in the chest with the crossbow. Yeah.
Which is funny because you really wouldn't have to sit in traffic, right? Like just go somewhere until you fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, what's what he said? He said he tried to kill himself one time before and he ended up in the ICU on like stuck there awake for a long time. They kept him awake.
Or you could just go to sleep, right? Like, why does he have to die? Like, you just go sleep in the streets, like go hang out in Irvine for the rest of the day, get yourself blackout drunk and fall asleep and then you wake up.
Yeah. You think even if you get into like a bad car accident where you live, you would pass out at some point during the car accident and that would reset. So. But, you know, I'm not trying to destroy this movie with loopholes, but I'm just thinking about it now that we're talking about this.
Yeah, this doesn't seem realistic at all.
Fuck this movie.
This movie's horseshit.
What the fuck?
Fuck this fucking movie.
Don't even get me started on Star Wars. So unrealistic. The space physics. Love people like that.
I do like that they kind of montaged her figuring out how to make it work, like so that you don't have to like
her studying the whole time.
Yeah, like it just was like, yeah, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter like about like why this thing's here or if you can get in or out of it. Like,
I like that better than trying to explain it. I just think you should just totally skip that part. No one, you don't need to explain. Everyone gets it. Who cares?
Yeah, it didn't. It's fun. It wouldn't have made the movie, I mean, any better. I think anytime you start messing with time, like I start thinking about that. I start thinking about like, well, what if you did this? Like, what if I did that? But
sit down and watch the movie.
They had pretty well-defined rules, I think, and stuck to them, you know, within the movie.
I did read that there was a pretty big speech that she was supposed to pull explaining, like, the physics behind it, and they completely just cut it out. And I think that was the right move.
That's the right
move. Oh, nice.
That's definitely the right move.
Yeah.
Don't try.
Just a quick whiteboard of, like, look, you can get pushed out. There you go.
I think the twists in this movie were pretty well done. I didn't catch a lot of them coming, or by the time I was onto him, it was too late. It was already unfolding. Like when she woke up and
next
cheating, cheating with her sister's fiance that they're getting married that day. A lot of the stuff clicked that happened before that. And that's like the best kind of twist where once you figure it out, you see all the clues that you missed before.
It'd be interesting to get like on to watch it again and see if you notice some things, you know, maybe from like the beginning. Like if there's clues or something, I don't know. It might be interesting to watch again, just after having seen it one time, to go back and see if you pick up little things, you know?
Yeah. This is a movie I would definitely rewatch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, me too. Well, speaking of, do you guys have ratings or you have anything else you want to talk about?
Yep. I gave it a 5. I loved it. I thought it was an instant classic. I'll definitely watch this movie several more times. Like I said, it fits in with Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that kind of movie. Just totally got that vibe from it. Great film.
5 stars. Nice. 5 star.
5 star air horns.
5 star air horns. Adrian?
I gave it a 4. I thought it was really good. I do feel like a few people told me how amazing this movie was before I watched it. And I think...
Always takes a bit out of it.
Yeah, it always just takes a little bit of wind out of the sails when it gets oversold to you. So I did think it was a good movie. I think if I went into it not knowing anything, and I might not have been in the best mood, I think I power watched a bunch of movies for the Battle Royale like right before this. So it could go into effect. I could easily see bumping it up to a 4.5, though. But I think just based on how I was in the viewing, I'm sticking to my 4 stars. But I think it's a great movie.
Not bad. Not bad. 4 stars. I am with Matt. I gave it a 5. I was kind of in between that, like somewhere between 4 and 5, I think, watching the whole thing. And then, you know, I just got to the end and I thought, I don't know how I would make this movie any better or what I could say that I didn't like about it.
Yep. And instant classic.
Yeah, I just thought, all right, this is a 5-star movie. I mean, this is something that I feel like a lot of people can watch and enjoy. There's probably something in there for everybody. I mean, it's a good movie. It's a solid, good movie. I had to give it the 5. I decided to just say, you know what? Going 5 stars. This is a good one.
I completely understand that, too.
Decision defended.
Solid.
Solid. Well, cool. So that's, I think that's probably the highest rated movie on this show so far.
Yes,
that's that's a combined score of 14, almost the perfect 15, but Hall of Fame so far.
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe we'll have a, maybe we'll have an end of the year. We'll give awards or some shit. We could do like a, like our own little Oscars.
I don't have money for that, man.
All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah. Nah, forget it.
I need everybody's money if we're going to do something like this. Adrian, this is your segment that you brought and showed it to, introduced last week. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take over. I see we've got some new theme music for you.
Yes, as promised last week, I did make a sweet theme song for my new section, Fact Checks.
I think the time is coming near. The facts aren't always crystal clear. So it's time that we illuminate to the max and check for fucking facts.
Excellent work.
Excellent.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Wow. Nicely done, sir.
Thank you. So five let's just stars. Dive right in here. Five stars. I'm in the Hall of Fame now. So we're going to get, we have three separate fact check questions for you guys. These are all multiple choice. So this is going to be a little different from last week. So I'm going to say the question. I'm going to give you the list of possible answers where only one is right. And you guys are going to give it your best guess. So I'm going to call on you individually, and I will decide who goes first. So I don't want any of you motherfuckers trying to jump in and take the lead. This is my shit. You hear me?
Fair enough.
Understood.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Right. So question, or the fact check number one. So of the top five plot keywords for this film on IMDb, which one of these isn't real? Keep in mind, there are six. I'm going to read you. One of them is not real. These are the plot keywords. So A, time loop. B, unable to die. C, day repeats itself. Oh. D, homosexual sex. E, wedding. Or F, stuck in a time loop. Matt, which one of those do you believe is not in the top five plot keywords?
Can you repeat B again for me?
B is unable to die.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay, unable to die. Now, Wes, which one of these do you believe is not
is
real?
Not.
Is I, not in the top five plot keywords on listed on IMDb.
My head is telling me it's homosexual sex, but my gut is telling me that that probably is included, which is why you're including it in this segment. But I'm going to go with homosexual sex.
Homosexual sex. All right. The correct answer is wedding. Wedding was the one keyword that was not included in the top five off IMDb. I knew it. All right. Well, you're both batting zero wrong so far.
All right.
All right. So here's another one. Question, or not question, fact two. So, J.K. Simmons played Andy Samberg's father in what other film? A, Hot Rod. B, That's My Boy. C, I Love You, Man. D, Pop Star. Or E, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. And Wes, we're going to go to you first.
Oh, man, this is tougher than it sounds. I think it's been a while since I've seen it. I want to say Hot Rod.
Okay, Hot Rod. Matt,
I'm what also is your going answer? With Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, you are both wrong again. It's Fuck. I Love You, Man. He plays
who
his
was
father.
The dad in Hot Rod? Why yeah. can't I picture him?
He's his stepdad. I don't know the name of the guy who played him, but he was always trying to fight him.
Yeah. So I've seen I Love You, Man quite a few times. I'm trying to remember what Andy Samberg was in that movie.
He was a character in the movie.
Huh. That explains it.
It does.
I thought, right. I mean, well, it was Paul Rudd and Jason Segel, right?
Those are like the main two guys. You got that right.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where Samberg came in.
Oh, well, I guess I believe you. Might have to give it a rewatch. Might have to give it a rewatch.
Might have to.
All right. So fact number three.
You want to make this interesting, Wes? You want to bet a half a force feed on this?
Oh, so I'll bet, like, put up my force feed and you put up
I'll
your
put up a
feed?
Half a force feed.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, so fuck it. To be clear,
we each have half.
If you each have half. So one of you will have one full and one of you will have nothing. at the end of this question.
Lay it down, baby.
So fact number three, Andy Samberg's character, Niles, is very ambiguous about his past and how long he's been reliving the same day. How long do you believe he's been there? A, over 2 years. B, 1 month. C, over 40 years. D, a week and a half. Or E, over 100 years.
Wait, so you have an answer for this? Definitive?
Yes, I do know this.
What was A again?
A was over 2 years. B, 1 month. C, over 40 years. D, a week and a half. Or E, over 100 years. And Matt, we're going to go to you.
Ooh. I'm going to go with 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Okay. Wes?
So I'm torn between the 40 and the 100. And here's why. In the movie, she says happy. She puts up that thing, happy millionth birthday, which obviously could be a joke because they don't know how many birthdays he's had. So it's kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But he also mentions that, like, he says, you know, I've felt every emotion. I don't know how to feel anymore. You know, I've done everything kind of thing. So, and some of the things he's done to, like, study, he knows where the guy's going to bend over in his dance and he's jumping. So, I mean, I feel like 40 seems like the most, like 100 seems like a really long time. But then again, he has no choice. He's just stuck. So I'm going to go with over 40.
Over 40? Was Wes, you have a full force feed.
Yeah.
You answered the only correct fact.
Well,
you got it right.
It is over 2 years.
Yeah, well, technicality. You guys won't be No.
So how did you, where did they said that something in the fact?
The production said he had been trapped in there over 40 years. You can check it if you want. Just a quick internet search will bring that information to you.
I'm going to trust you.
All right. And that has been the fact check section. Ah.
Nice. I like it.
Very well done.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, I know everybody's tuning in to listen to the Battle Royale this evening.
That's why I'm here.
That's why we're all here. Except for Matt.
Well, look, we were going to do it, but the COVID.
Oh, no. No, get to do this. You do not get to do that.
Everything was going well, and then COVID hits.
Unless you have a positive test to show me.
I'm not getting a test. I heard about how those go.
You know, COVID hit, what, 3-4 months ago? You know, just screwed everything. Screwed up our monthly game.
I've been in a bit of time loop. Yeah, I apologize. I fucked up. I was thinking it was next week. I have one more movie to watch, so
it's all good. I think what we'll do is we'll come out with a calendar or something so that everybody knows what we're going to do. We've been kind of winging it up to this point anyway, so I think it's about time we put our.
That's going to shock a lot of people.
Get professional.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Most people think this is a fully scripted show.
Yeah, it is. Every time I screw up, it's like my teleprompter's is a. Right there. I missed a word.
So. No, you read it perfectly. As did I.
But with that being said, I guess I'll take this time then instead of going through the normal battle royale, I will introduce another criteria. And truth be told, I've seen both of your movies already. So I think if I was to come up with something that's in the film, it's just going to be hard for me to do that without skewing it one way or the other or actually knowing which one's in what. So since we both had a lot of fun with Adrian's last segment, I think if you guys can come up with some sort of question or fact based on your movie specifically, just one question, and you can stump me, whether it's true or false, multiple choice, or
fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank is fine. Just any kind of trivia that you can come up with that you can stump me on your movie, you will get one extra point towards your Battle Royale score.
Okay.
Perfect.
I feel that's fair.
So there you go. So next week we will have the Battle Royale. And I'll tell you guys right now, I've watched both movies. I did prefer one of the movies over the others. But remember, that has nothing to do with the criteria this week. The criteria was which one pairs the best with the Big Lebowski. And on that front, I'm pretty much split down the middle. So it's going to come down to a lot of your arguing and your bonus points.
Okay. I feel
just a heads
confident
up
going in this. I feel more alive than I've ever. I feel like I just got a free bagel this morning, so I am doing very well.
You want to do today over and over?
You may have noticed my voice has gotten a little bit higher too, so that's the confidence you're hearing.
I hear it ringing loud and true.
A bit worried.
So that's it, guys. I think we did some good things in this show, but we also did a lot of shitty things, you know, as always. And throughout the week, I think we've done a lot of shitty things, and we have a lot of things to be sorry for, you know?
Yeah. Especially you with that whole, like, trying to bang high schoolers in your time loop. That was really bad.
Considering leaving my children and going to a time loop before them. I mean, I've done some really terrible things before.
It's mostly been you.
The last hour. In fact, I'm the one that deserves the lashings the most. So maybe I'll go first. And what I'm talking about is repenting to the randomizer, the almighty randomizer. This is where we give it our movies. The randomizer either shines brightly upon us or decides to ignore us and go with someone else. But it taketh and it giveth away, or it giveth and taketh away, however that it does all of those things. That's how powerful the randomizer is.
D, all of the above.
D, all of the above. So with that being said, I will go ahead and I will repent first. And I'm going to go with a movie that we've actually brought up on this podcast when we were talking about Midsommar and talking about Ari Aster and horror movies that we would like. And since I was a big fan of Midsommar and I saw that this was recently released on Amazon Prime to stream, I'm going to go with Ari Aster's 2018 Hereditary. Which is the synopsis is a grieving family is haunted by a tragic and disturbing occurrence. That's what I'll be submitting.
Left a lot to the imagination there.
There was not much on Amazon Prime's description, but hey, the less the better, I guess. Nothing's given away. It's all a surprise.
For sure.
Who wants to go next? Who else has been a big pile of shit this week?
I'm not volunteering after that.
Well, Adrian wants to relive stealing a bagel.
I didn't steal it. It was gross incompetence on behalf of that cashier, which resulted in me getting a free bagel. So I feel like I'm in the clear on that one. But I'll go next since I'm being called out, basically. So I'm going to submit the movie The Old Guard 2020 on Netflix. Pretty big release. Just came out not too long ago. Starring Charlize Theron, Kiki Lane, Matthias Schlumanes, and Kawan Kazimano. The synopsis is a covert team
was that
of
last
immortal
one?
What? It is Marwan Kanzari.
Wow.
May have gotten too far.
I think we heard it. Yeah.
So the synopsis is a covert team of immortal mercenaries are suddenly exposed and must now fight to keep their identities secret, just as an unexpected new member is discovered.
Sounds who did you say a director or no?
I did not. And I will not.
Fair enough. Was that 2015? Did you say
2020 Netflix? This is a new big blockbuster premiere on Netflix.
Beautiful. I like those. All right, Matt. That leaves you.
Ooh, I am gonna pick a movie that I've actually seen, and I believe you guys have seen it as well, but when I watched it, I don't remember a lot of it. And we wanted to see it again. So I'm going to go with The Interview. It's a comedy. It's on Hulu. It's Seth Rogen and what's the other guy? His name. He's losing his name.
Yeah, I am too.
Where are you, Thesaurus? And put this guy's name in.
Thesaurus.com if you're out there.
What's his name, Adrian?
James Franco.
James Franco. Damn it. And James Franco interviewing Kim Jong-un. And I'd like to see it again because I don't remember a lot of it. And hopefully it's funny.
Cool.
All right. What year was that from?
That was 2014.
Good year. No COVID-19 or anything.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to time loop any of the days in this year so far. All right. So the submissions are entered. I'm going to go ahead and give these to the randomizer. We'll see what it comes out with. The randomizer has come back with The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then Bigfoot, 2018.
And then The Bigfoot.
I'm sorry. I don't want to send you to watch the wrong movie.
Where are we watching this at?
This is on Hulu, and this is Adrian's pick.
Yes.
Adrian, yes. Do you remember what we got here or a little bit about this one? This is going to be a tough one to get my wife to watch with me, I think.
No. This one it stars Sam Elliott, Aiden Turner, Ron Livingston, and Caitlin Fitzgerald. Top four build. It has a very, very short synopsis. A legendary American war veteran is recruited to hunt a mythical creature.
Meaning Hitler.
Yes.
The Hulu synopsis is different. It actually says an American war hero who secretly assassinated Adolf Hitler has now been called upon to take out another global threat, Bigfoot.
I like mine better.
Leaves a little bit more.
Yeah, to the imagination. You don't want to flop everything out there in the open.
I happen to be a fan of doing that, actually. All right. Hey, you guys got a pre-review for this one? You know what we're in for here?
I think we know exactly what this movie's going to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of be hard to pre-review. I mean, it's going to do exactly what this guy says he did.
Do you think he killed
Hitler, and then I think he killed the Bigfoot.
He's going to do both. He's going two for two.
Yeah, it's two for two.
I think it goes a little bit differently, honestly. So in this movie, he definitely kills Hitler. There's no way he doesn't. But when he goes to kill Bigfoot, he's in for more than he can handle because he ends up falling in love with Bigfoot. But Bigfoot does not reciprocate the emotion. So he dies of a broken heart at the end.
Wow.
4 stars.
See, I kind of see it going like this. I think he does kill Hitler, then goes to kill Bigfoot. Finds out this whole big Nazi conspiracy where Bigfoot ends up being Hitler's son. And Bigfoot is actually looking for him as well. So they're actually hunting
back
each other.
Back child support?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he impregnated Hitler. I think he just killed him. And then.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's a good twist too. I'd go with either way. 2 stars. Well. I guess that leaves nothing to do but plugs. So, okay. You guys can obviously always email us at the show. Give us some suggestions. We want to put your suggestions in the randomizer as well. We can put this thing, we can load 50 movies into this bad boy at one time if we wanted to. It doesn't matter.
But no more than that.
No more than 50. But, you know, let's start with 6 and, you know, we'll work our way up from there. We'll use a safe word. It'll be fine. But yeah, we want you guys to send some stuff in. Send in some requests. Send in your submissions to the randomizer. Send in reviews. Send in anything you want. Draw pictures of us. Insults are always great. We want to hear it all. So
non-constructive
you can send those.
Criticism?
No, we don't want the constructive kind. We like hurtful, mean.
Yeah, just anything that you guys.
Spirited, yeah.
You know, take it out on us. You have a bad day. Go ahead.
Yeah, we want to read that stuff. Just send it to healthystreampodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Letterboxd and see what I'm watching and maybe get a little sneak preview of what I thought about the movies before we review them, you can follow me at Nice Marmot with a 0 on Letterboxd. That's NICEMARM0T. And we are also on AllEverythingEntertainment.com. You can go on there. Right now we have a few of our greatest hits on there, but we will be uploading our current shows so you can come back and find everything else, find episodes you missed, or just browse through there and check out some of the other movies that we watched and follow along the show and join us for our next movie. Adrian?
Yes, you can find me at Anus Wide Shut on Letterboxd. But it has to be pronounced exactly like that or it will not work. So please, please get it right.
Dramatic pauses.
Yes, dramatic pause. You might have to turn on your microphone and enter it in that way by voice command. Because otherwise, if you type it, they're not going to know the inflections or anything. So,
gotcha. It's like Siri.
But if you don't want to, yeah. But if for some reason you don't have a microphone or you're poor or whatever, you can just go to our show notes. We have links to everything we've said here, plus a current list of the movies in the randomizer per the show you're listening to. Matt,
You can catch me at Letterboxd. Find out what I'm watching or rating when I remember to do it. Unlike Adrian, I do not care about your financial situation, and you can look me up easily at GOESTOELEVEN.
I did see you put out a rating on there this week, so I was pretty happy about that.
I'm up on it.
Makes me proud.
Also, Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter, @healthy_stream.
Yeah, also hit me up down on the streets, because I'm looking for some free bagels. You got some? Send them my way.
Only the cheddar jalapeno kind.
Yeah, anything else can get the fuck out of here.
Fair enough. That's good.
Say goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Wes.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Fucking hungry.